Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Pesky. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Johnny Schmitz. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Carrasquel moves to third. Fox moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Fox scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso moves to third. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmitz covering, for the out. Minoso scores. Kell moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is walked intentionally. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby moves to second. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Yost reaches second base with a double. Schmitz goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Yost scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmitz covering, for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers strikes out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Groth reaches second base with a double. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby, who is chasing the ball. Marsh reaches third base with a triple. Groth scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marsh scores. Carrasquel moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Gus Kiriazakos now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera is called out on strikes. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Marsh hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby strikes out. 1 out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 2 in the game. Trucks hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel strikes out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Kiriazakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiriazakos strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yost for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields the ball and throws to Trucks covering. Safe. Runnels moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. Busby goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Vollmer takes first base on ball 4. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Vollmer moves to second. It's Senators, 5, White Sox, 5. Gus Kiriazakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiriazakos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiriazakos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Marsh takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Bunky Stewart now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is hit by the pitch. Groth moves to third. Marsh moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Groth scores. Marsh scores. Cavaretta moves to third. It's 7-5, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Fox hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Fox reaches second base with a double. Cavaretta scores. Carrasquel moves to third. It's 8-5, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso is walked intentionally. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Carrasquel scores. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. It's 9-5, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 4 in the game. Rivera is called out on strikes. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. Minoso moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-5, White Sox. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Pierce now pitching. Phil Cavaretten now playing first base. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Pierce. Yost moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to third. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.